No one would choose to be a refugee, but many are forced to do just that. They flee violence at home, face restrictions in their new country, and are usually dependent upon others for food, water, and health care. But Uganda, a country hosting more than 1.1 million refugees and asylum seekers, is trying to ease their burdens with what many analysts call its progressive refugee policy. Senior settlement officer in the Ugandan Prime Minister's office, Solomon Osakan, works with the UN Humanitarian Agency to coordinate refugee operations in the country. He says Uganda's approach comes from a pan-African mindset of helping Africans in trouble, which currently includes those in neighboring South Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Burundi.
So I think this policy emanates from our leaders. Previously, most of our leaders were displaced as refugees. They sought asylum in neighboring countries and went as far as Europe. In that time, this changed their perception and thinking that when you're a refugee, you need to be supported to survive. Otherwise, hostility only worsens.
Uganda has refugee settlements, not camps. Host communities have donated much of the land for these settlements. Refugees receive a 50 by 50 meter plot for shelter and cultivation, enjoy freedom of movement, receive employment waivers in order to work, and can start businesses.
It's good because here, in Uganda here, we are feeling good. There is no fighting like South Sudan. And other things also, they are good.
But not everyone is pleased. Near the recently opened Mvepi settlement, some local people complain that so-called outsiders are getting the jobs, not them.
But the bad thing here is, we are lacking of a job. Those who are here, they don't give a job for us.
The United Nations and Uganda's government respond that many of the jobs in the settlements require skills that are not always found in the local communities. Despite his grievances, Charles Achema says he is happy his country is hosting refugees.
As you have known, Uganda is a God-loving country. That's why they welcome refugees here. Yes.
Still, many refugees here complain of food shortages. The United Nations has cited underfunding as the problem. Last year, food rations were cut by 50% for refugees who arrived prior to July 2015, except for the particularly vulnerable. The United Nations says it requires roughly $500 million for its 2017 Uganda operations, but as of mid-March, it had only received about $35 million, 7% of the total.